contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
80 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Manhattan, 81 in Emporia. It is 6:06. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we have many frequencies all around the state thanks to the contribution of listeners like you. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Still to come on All Things Considered, an update of news headlines. We will hear about the Senate race in Maine. We will learn about nuclear enrichment and what a California-based firm is planning to do to bolster domestic uranium enrichment. We will meet the world champion cheesemonger. Also get your review of the new Tanning Tatum. Try that again. Channing Tatum. Been a long week. Channing Tatum's movie, Roof Man. Bob Mondello is going to tell you all about it. And it's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou. An evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
Doing everything by the book on tonight's Film Music Friday, which is coming up on your KPR1 stations at 7 o'clock tonight. Music from films based on best-selling books, including Giant, Gone with the Wind, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and more. 7 to 9 p.m., Daryl Brogdon is your host. It's Film Music Friday on KPR1. 78 degrees in Topeka, 81 in Emporia. It is 6:20.
All of NPR's Tiny Desk concerts are pretty magical, but this week's episode featuring H Lane Kid Show went super viral. We're talking bigger than Bad Bunny.
It has broken so many records for the Tiny Desk, and I think just in general, it's also just become like a cult level of obsessive.
Why musical puppets are popping off on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
News headlines coming up next. Still another 30 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Atchison. It is 6:30.
The facility has resumed holding immigrants in detention, but did not clarify how many people the facility would hold, whether men or women would be detained there, or if a private prison company would be facilitating detention.
Emily Wu Pearson reporting. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says the ongoing government shutdown is putting aviation safety at risk. Moran chairs the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to improve outdated air traffic control equipment and to train more controllers is being harmed by the shutdown. Moran says parts of the country's airspace might close in the future if the shutdown drags on. The shutdown could also have an effect on the Essential Air Service program. Airports in Hayes, Dodge City, Garden City, Liberal, and Salina receive federal money to subsidize commercial air service for those communities. Federal funding for a national food aid program for pregnant people and children could run out during the shutdown. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC, provides certain foods and services such as breastfeeding support and formula. Elizabeth Kiever is with Kansas City-based food bank Harvesters, which serves lots of families with young children. She says WIC's funding question comes on top of federal cuts made to local food programs.
It just makes healthy and fresh food even more challenging for those families to get right now.
Some states and tribal nations will be able to keep WIC available with funding from the previous fiscal year. The Trump administration has said it's looking to use tariffs to fund WIC through October. The Johnson County District Attorney will not charge two Lenexa police officers for the fatal shooting of a Grandview, Missouri man this summer. For the Johnson County Post, Andrew Gogg has the story.
On June 22nd, Lenexa police responded to a call of an armed disturbance at an apartment complex. When officers arrived, they found Jose Enrique Cartagena Chacon sitting in a vehicle in the parking lot with what appeared to be a handgun in his lap. Investigators now say that was a pellet gun. Body cam footage released by Lenexa PD shows the officers shouting orders at Chacon to put his hands up. Then, one of the officers fires 8 rounds into the vehicle. Johnson County DA Steve Howe said the officer who fired the fatal shots was justified in using deadly force. Attorneys representing Chacon's family say they are looking into potentially suing both the city and the police department. I'm Andrew Gogg with the Johnson County Post.
Lows tonight in the mid-50s, highs tomorrow right around 80 degrees. It's 6:35, and this is KPR.
Support for
Enters that are being developed in hopes to have their Kentucky plant running by 2030. For NPR News, I'm Derek Operly in Paducah.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. Whether it's a roadside stop in Missouri,
they have like signs and billboards. It says a very big halal, you know, so.
Or in a forest searching for brook trout.
It's just cool. Cool to see them persist and knowing they've been here for so long and they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simonez at the Granada, October 16th. Doors open 7 p.m. Show at 8 p.m. Tickets at Granada.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. They are listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also see what they are on our app, versions for iOS, versions for Android. And you can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org as well.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stick around. News headlines coming your way at 7:01 on your KPR One stations, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music tonight, music from films based on best-selling books. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, you'll be hearing Snap Judgment. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. It is 78 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
From NPR News, this is all.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Easy Cater, a business tool for food, designed to help organizations order food for meetings and events from restaurants nationwide, set up employee lunch programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com. From Odoo, maker of all-in-one management software with the goal of being simple to use for all employees. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com. From the Pew Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
You might hear some people you agree with on Morning Edition and some you don't. That's the point. Different views for a full picture of the news. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. A great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news, which you can trust.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Up next, news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. Tonight, Daryl Brogdon guides us through the world of films based on best-selling books. We're hearing a bit of the score from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea behind me. That is all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Warmer still on Sunday with a high in the mid-80s. It's 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Stocks tumbled today after President Trump took to social media to say he was considering a, quote, massive increase of tariffs on Chinese goods. The S&P 500 sank 2.7% in its worst day since April. And then after markets closed, Trump made it official, saying he'll place a 100% tax on Chinese imports by November 1st. Trump is upset at restrictions China placed on exports of its rare earth materials, which are critical to modern electronics.
That was out of the blue, right? Out of the blue, they came up with this whole import-export concept, and nobody knew anything about it.
China's new regulations require foreign companies to get special approval to export items that contain even small traces of these rare minerals and metals. China dominates the world markets for rare earths, productions, and processing. President Trump has ordered the National Guard troops from Republican-led states to crack down on crime in Democratic-led cities, sometimes in different states. Federal courts have temporarily blocked the Guard from being deployed in Portland, Oregon, and in Chicago. As NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran explains, Trump is trying to deploy the Guard to places where he says crime is rising, though statistics don't always support his claims.
It was Texas Governor Greg Abbott who sent his National Guard troops to Illinois at Trump's request. And the Texas Guard, contrary to other state guards, has been involved in immigration operations. Abbott sent troops to the Texas-Mexico border to repel migrants as part of a multi-billion dollar effort called Operation Lone Star. There's footage of troops using tear gas on a group of Venezuelan migrants at the border in 2024. So the Texas Guard has done immigration-related work before.
NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reporting. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, a Republican and chair of the National Governors Association, criticized the deployment of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago in an interview with the New York Times. He says it's a violation of federalism and states' rights. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says the U.S. will build a Qatari Air Force facility in Idaho. Qatar gifted a luxury jet to President Trump earlier this year, as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Hegseth praised Qatar's substantial role in brokering President Trump's Gaza peace deal, which is in the early stages of implementation. Hegseth added,
I'm also proud that today we're announcing or signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho.
He said the base will host a contingent of Qatari F-15s and pilots in continuation of a long military partnership between the two countries. The U.S. has relied on Qatar to base troops in the Middle East for decades. This year, the Trump administration has drawn criticism from ethics watchdogs over accepting a gift from Qatar of a $500 million luxury jet intended to be a replacement for Air Force One. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Drexel University, whose cooperative education program positions students to explore future careers before graduation. This is experiential education. More at drexel.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 10th. Stars like the sun go through several distinct phases of life, from embryo to corpse. Consider Aldebaran, the bright eye of Taurus, which accompanies the moon tonight. It's more than 6 billion years old, older than the sun, and it's well into old age. Aldebaran was born when a cloud of gas and dust collapsed. For millions of years, it shined as a result of the heat generated by that collapse, its embryonic phase. Eventually, its core got hot enough to ignite the fires of nuclear fusion, and Aldebaran entered the prime phase of life, fusing hydrogen to make helium. A few hundred million years ago, it used up the hydrogen in the core. The core got smaller and hotter, and Aldebaran began fusing the hydrogen in a shell around the core. At the same time, its outer layers puffed up. So Aldebaran is more than 40 times wider than the sun. This is the giant phase of life. Eventually, the core will get hot enough to fuse the helium to make carbon and oxygen. But when the helium is gone, fusion will stop. The core will get smaller and hotter, and its radiation will push the star's outer layers into space. Only the hot, dead core will remain, a white dwarf. Even that isn't the end, though. The white dwarf will cool and fade. Hundreds of billions of years from now, and perhaps much longer, it'll stop producing any visible light at all. That will make it a black dwarf, the final stage for the eye of the bull. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
That's music by Dmitri Tiomkin for the movie Giant, 1956, and based on the novel by Edna Ferber. Here on KPR's Film Music Friday. Giant is a sprawling tale about a powerful Texas ranching family who are challenged by changing times and by the coming of big oil. Tiomkin's score was Oscar nominated. Welcome to Film Music Friday, KPR's celebration of the music of the movies. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and tonight we are going strictly by the book. That is, featuring films inspired by best-selling books. Up ahead in this hour, music from Gulliver's Travels and Forever Amber. Next, it's one of the most famous books, movies, and film scores ever created, Gone with the Wind, inspired by Margaret Mitchell's famous novel. It's the epic romance of the Civil War and was one of the most successful films ever made. It was apparently a troubled production. Directors were hired and later fired. There was a 2-year delay while producer David O. Selznick waited for Clark Gable to become available for the part of Rhett Butler. And casting the role of Scarlett O'Hara turned into quite the project, with something like 1,400 actresses auditioning for the part before it went to Vivian Leigh. Max Steiner composed the score over a period of 12 weeks, the longest period of time he ever had to write a film score. It's also his longest film score. Here's music for Gone with the Wind on KPR.
Thank you.
Max Steiner's music for Gone with the Wind, 1939 on Kansas Public Radio, and Film Music Friday. The movie is one of the most successful ever made. It got 13 Oscar nominations, including one for Steiner's score, and it won 8, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Vivian Leigh. When adjusted for inflation, it's still the highest grossing film in history. Tonight on Film Music Friday, we're hearing movies based on bestsellers. Still to come, a scandalous novel by Kathleen Windsor is adapted into an equally scandalous motion picture featuring music by David Raxon. We'll hear it later in the hour. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Latchkey Deli, The Roost, and Wheatfields for supporting KPR this fall with a generous donation during our membership drive. An adventurous Englishman journeys through strange and distant lands. That's basically the setup for Gulliver's Travels, written in the early 18th century by Jonathan Swift. The story's been adapted for films 16 times, starting in 1902. In 1939, Paramount released a feature-length animated version by the Fleischer Studios with an original score by Victor Young. Here's Gulliver's Travels on KPR's Film Music Friday.
Thank you.
Victor Young's music for Gulliver's Travels, 1939, and here on KPR. His score got an Oscar nomination, but it lost out to The Wizard of Oz. Movies inspired by books, that's our theme on tonight's Film Music Friday. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Thank you kindly for joining us. NPR News is ahead at 8:01. Film Music Friday is here till 9 p.m. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Now, here's the music for a pretty racy film, at least by 1940 standards. Forever Amber was a bestseller by Kathleen Windsor, about a 17th century farm girl who basically sleeps her way to the top. The novel was condemned by all the organizations who condemn things, which, of course, guaranteed its success. It came to the screen in 1947, considerably watered down, but still pretty racy. Here's some of the music by David Raxon, Forever Amber, on Kansas Public Radio. The Oscar-nominated music by David Raxon for 1947's Forever Amber. You're on Kansas Public Radio. This is Film Music Friday. This week, we are hearing films based on bestsellers. After the NPR News, music for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Ivanhoe, and the 7% Solution, among others. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer. Also, information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Remember, if you miss our Friday night broadcast of Film Music Friday, or if you just want to listen again, you can do so at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. Just click on Shows to find Film Music Friday. With the free KPR app, you can also stream the show right to your smartphone, or if you have the KPR skill enabled on your Amazon smart speakers, Film Music Friday is available to stream there as well. Get all the details about how to stream Film Music Friday at kansaspublicradio.org.
Last week on Wait, Wait, Hari Kondabolu questioned Pete Hegseth's, quote, no fat generals policy.
We have a history of fat military men, though. Colonel Sanders.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm Peter Sagal. Come as you are to this week's Wait, Wait from Honolulu, Hawaii with ukulele phenomenon Taimane. That's the Tropical News Quiz from NPR.
How much more fun can you have on a Saturday morning than Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? It's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. right here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Streaming online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Here's a big thank you to all of our sustainers and everybody who helped out during KPR's fall membership drive by making a pledge. KPR stays strong because of listeners like you who helped us raise more than $117,000 last week. If you didn't get around to making your pledge during the drive, the donation form is always open. You can find it at kansaspublicradio.org. So make your investment today. Why not? Hope you'll join Destiny tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4. You're on KPR when she'll bring you Classics by Request, featuring classical music that's been suggested by our listeners. You can make a request at kansaspublicradio.org and then tune in to see if Destiny plays it. It's tomorrow afternoon. That's from 1 to 4 p.m., Classics by Request on Kansas Public Radio. Film Music Friday continues right after the latest news from NPR. The time is 8:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Trump administration has begun mass firings of federal workers during the government shutdown. The White House says about 4,200 employees across seven agencies are receiving reduction in force, or RIF, notices, as NPR's Stephen Fowler explains.
An OMB spokesperson, not authorized to speak publicly, told NPR that the process was starting and that it would be, quote, substantial, but we don't really know what that means. Now, NPR's seen screenshots of notifications at places like the Environmental Protection Agency and the Housing and Urban Development, saying there will be RIFs. Some unions representing employees at agencies like the Education Department say they've also been told layoffs are coming.
NPR's Stephen Fowler reporting. Stocks tumbled after President Trump took to social media today to say he was considering a, quote, massive increase of tariffs on Chinese goods. The S&P 500 sank 2.7% in its worst day since April. After markets closed, Trump said he'll place a 100% tax on Chinese imports by November 1st. Trump is upset at restrictions China placed on exports of its rare earth materials, which are critical to modern electronics.
The Trump administration has made a second deal with a drug maker to lower its prices for Americans. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports this time it's British pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca will give lower prices to Medicaid and offer some of its prescription drugs directly to consumers at a discount. The company says those prices would be up to 80% less than its list prices. In return, AstraZeneca will get a 3-year exemption from certain tariffs. This is part of the Trump administration's wider initiative to bring American drug prices more in line with those paid in other developed countries. The White House's first deal was with Pfizer and was announced last month. The administration is also setting up a website called TrumpRx to help patients find drug makers selling drugs directly to patients at lower prices, bypassing health insurance. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Unease is mounting ahead of the Chicago Marathon amid the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in the city. The race on Sunday draws thousands from around the world and is a major tourism draw. Organizers sent an email to participants referring to a Know Your Rights page on the city's website. An ICE spokesperson said rumors that agents will be at the race are false. The main road on Gaza's Mediterranean coast was clogged with Palestinians hauling their belongings home as the Israel-Hamas ceasefire formally took effect today. Much of Gaza City was destroyed by the Israeli military. As NPR's Greg Myrie explains, people are just starting to figure out where they're going to live.
Roughly 90% of the homes have been damaged or destroyed, and entire neighborhoods are just dust-covered piles of broken concrete and twisted rebar. Many residents will likely be living in tents for years to come. But for a day, the focus was on just making it home.
That's Greg Myrie. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News and Film Music Friday, is Kansas Public Radio. That's the overture from Ivanhoe, 1952, composed by Miklos Rocha, and here for you on KPR's Film Music Friday. While it's considered to be one of Rocha's finest scores, it was nominated for both an Oscar and a Golden Globe. The composer was disappointed in the movie. He was a big fan of Sir Walter Scott's original novel from 1812, and he thought MGM's adaptation was pretty disappointing. Tonight on Film Music Friday, we are going strictly by the book with films adapted from bestsellers. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Coming up, Franz Waxman's score for Captain's Courageous, based on the book by Rudyard Kipling. Next, it's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, produced by Walt Disney and based on the novel by Jules Verne, published in 1871. It's about the submarine Nautilus, built and commanded by the mysterious Captain Nemo. The story's been brought to the screen numerous times, the first in 1905 and most notably by Walt Disney in 1954. James Mason is Captain Nemo. The music is provided by longtime Disney composer Paul J. Smith. Here is some of the music for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea on Kansas Public Radio. Paul J. Smith's music for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea on KPR and Film Music Friday. Paul Smith was a house composer for Disney for close to 30 years, providing music for Disney classics like Swiss Family Robinson, The Shaggy Dog, and Pollyanna. Although there were albums featuring a studio cast recreating some of the action of this film, it was many years before Paul Smith's entire score was released on CD. Still to come, music for 1935's Captain Blood, the film that made Errol Flynn a star, and featured an early film score by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. That's ahead in about 10 minutes. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of Roaring Twenties, Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. Thursday, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. There's music from Captain's Courageous, 1937, composed by Franz Waxman on KPR and Film Music Friday. Inspired by Rudyard Kipling's novel, the movie is all about young Harvey Chain, the spoiled son of a millionaire who falls overboard and winds up rescued by the crew of a Gloucester sailing vessel. He has various adventures there that transform young Harvey from an arrogant jerk to a gallant seaman. This was the second of seven films starring Spencer Tracy with music by the great Franz Waxman. Later in the hour, Sherlock Holmes returns in a big-screen adaptation of Nicholas Meyer's novel, The 7% Solution. Tomorrow afternoon, a picture's worth a thousand words, or 11 pictures are worth thousands of notes. Hear Pictures at an Exhibition with Destiny from 1 to 4 p.m., on KPR's Classics by Request. It's the show where you pick the playlist. Habaneras, a Bolero, and Fantasies were your top requests this week. Help Destiny to start planning next week's playlist by going to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. And join Destiny tomorrow afternoon, 1 to 4 on KPR. Now from 1935, Captain Blood, which is based on Raphael Sabatini's novel, published in 1922. It's about a young doctor wrongly imprisoned in the West Indies who escapes and becomes a pirate and eventually saves the town of Port Royal from the invading French army. This is the film that made stars of Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. Eric Wolfgang Korngold was approached to score this film, but at first he turned it down, feeling the subject matter, pirates, was beyond his area of interest. But after watching the film being made, he changed his mind. Here's music for Captain Blood on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
The music of Eric Wolfgang Korngold for 1935's Captain Blood here on KPR and Film Music Friday. The film was an enormous hit at the time, and Korngold's score started a trend for full-length symphonic scores. It's Film Music Friday. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Glad you could join us here tonight, and hope you'll be here every week at this same time. Or listen on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other. Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Finally tonight, music by John Addison for The 7% Solution. This is based on a novel by Nicholas Meyer. As the story unfolds, Dr. Watson spirits Sherlock Holmes to Vienna, there to consult Sigmund Freud about the great detective's cocaine addiction. While undergoing treatment, Holmes gets involved in a case, the mysterious kidnapping of a famous actress. Addison's music is really sensational, a nice balance between mystery and adventure and parody. Here's music for The 7% Solution on KPR.
Sue's New Orleans' celebrated writing career includes stories about orchids, libraries, nearsighted pigeons, even folding clothes.
Really, what makes a good story is the curiosity and passion of the writer. I don't think there's any rule beyond that.
And now she tells her own in a memoir, Joyride, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre for Weekend Edition Saturday. It's tomorrow morning, 7 to 10, right here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find Film Music Friday and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV, HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or simply tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. The news is next, followed by Jazz in the Night on KPR, where support for the news comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Trump administration is firing more federal workers as the government remains shut down. Budget Director Russ Vogt posted on social media that the process has begun. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, one of the targets is the Department of Health and Human Services.
HHS encompasses all the federal health agencies, including the Food and Drug Administration, the National Institutes for Health, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Spokesperson Andrew Nixon did not say how many staff were being fired or which agencies were being affected. He said the department had grown bloated during the Biden administration, and the cuts are the, quote, consequence of the Democrat-led government shutdown. However, because of the firings and retirements earlier this year, HHS was already smaller than it was under President Biden before this latest round of layoffs. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities say 19 people are missing and feared dead after an explosion at a munitions plant in Tennessee. Caroline Eggers of member station WPLN spoke with Tennessee State Representative Jody Barrett about the impact on the community.
Barrett says his community has faced multiple disasters in his lifetime. A gas pipeline explosion, a deadly flood, and now a factory explosion.
This county has dealt with a lot of tragic loss like this, more than their fair share.
4 years ago, the community was struck by Tennessee's heaviest recorded single-day rainfall. A flood killed 20 people in the town of Waverly, just a short distance from the explosives plant. He says the sheriff and deputies responding to this latest incident also managed the flood and are
probably still struggling with some of the PTSD of dealing with pulling bodies out of trees.
Barrett says the explosion will leave another mark on the community. For NPR News, I'm Caroline Eggers in Nashville.
California is the first state to ban ultra-processed foods in some school meals. NPR's Maria Godoy reports health experts are increasingly concerned about these foods, which dominate kids' diets.
The new law prohibits public schools in California from serving children what it terms as, quote, ultra-processed foods of concern. This category of foods has been linked to health risks such as type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. But regulating them has been tricky because scientists have yet to agree on a precise definition. The new law tackles this issue by defining ultra-processed foods as those that contain high levels of salt, fat, and added sugars, as well as certain ingredients such as artificial sweeteners, synthetic food dyes, emulsifiers, and thickening agents. Schools will be required to start phasing these foods out by mid-2029 and complete the changes by 2035. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
President Trump received a flu shot and a COVID booster today. After a checkup, the White House released a memo saying he, quote, remains in exceptional health, exhibiting strong cardiovascular, pulmonary, neurological, and physical performance. I'm Ryland Barton. This is NPR News from Washington. National Guard troops are now patrolling Memphis as part of President Trump's attempt to crack down on crime. The deployment comes a day after a federal judge temporarily blocked the Guard from being deployed in Chicago. President Emmanuel Macron has renamed his outgoing prime minister as his incoming prime minister in France. It's a move that's baffled the country and done nothing to calm political upheaval. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports it only adds to the instability brought on by having four prime ministers in the last year.
C'est bien Sébastien Lecornu qui est nommé Premier ministre. Sébastien Lecornu succède donc.
Sébastien Lecornu will now replace Sébastien Lecornu, said one TV anchor in stupefaction. On Monday, Lecornu resigned before even serving, saying the parliament was too fractured to get anything done. Macron said he would name a new PM. It's clear Macron wants to avoid dissolving parliament and holding new legislative elections, but so far no one seems to understand why he named the same premier who just threw in the towel. The far right and left are howling for Macron's resignation more than ever, but some analysts say Lecornu, a former defense minister, is humble and smart. They say perhaps he can save the situation. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A baby eastern black rhino has made its debut at the Cleveland Zoo, giving a boost to efforts to conserve the endangered species, which has fewer than 583 adults left in the wild. The 120-pound rhino was born earlier this month. The zoo is holding a contest to name it. I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio, KPRs, your place for jazz all night long. I'm Tom Parkinson. We're going to start this hour of jazz with something from the great French pianist Michel Petrucciani. This is his trio with Gary Peacock on bass and Roy Haynes on the drums, recorded at the Copenhagen Jazz Festival in 1988. Here's the trio's version of John Coltrane's Giant Steps here on Kansas Public Radio's All Night Jazz.
Thank you.
The wonderful sound of John Coltrane's tenor saxophone, that one recorded in 1960 in Los Angeles. Coltrane with McCoy Tyner on piano, Steve Davis on bass, and the drummer was Billy Higgins on that date. And we heard a John Coltrane composition, Like Sonny, a tribute to his pal Sonny Rollins. And right before that, the Michelle Petrucciani Trio from 1988 in Copenhagen, we heard Coltrane's Giant Steps. Here on Kansas Public Radio, KPR Jazz, well, we just listened to John Coltrane's tribute to Sonny Rollins. I thought we might want to hear a little Sonny Rollins right now. Sonny Rollins on tenor with Clifton Anderson on trombone, Peter Bernstein the guitarist this time, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Kobe Watkins at the drums. This recorded in France in 2012, and it's a Sonny Rollins composition, Patanjali, here on Kansas Public Radio.